and uneasy peace holds in the mountains that divide Armenia and Azerbaijan. But the battle for the moral high ground rages. A delegation of diplomats bust out to the border resort of Jermuk by the Armenian government. This was the scene of the fiercest attack, say the Armenians, heavy artillery and drone strikes. As the ambassadors went in to be briefed by Armenia's chief of staff, the few local people who remain were still coming to terms with the assault on their town.
It was unexpected. Loud noises, explosions, and everything shook. And after that, the town was immediately covered in smoke. It was chaos, and no one knew what to do. No one expected this to happen.
Inside, military leaders stressed this was an unprovoked attack that caught them by surprise. So much so that teams of Azeri special forces managed to move 7.5 kilometers inside Armenian territory. They say the situation is now under control.
We have no concerns. Our units are in the right positions, and Azerbaijani forces are not able to make any further incursions. We have enough forces, and we are able to inflict losses on them and push them back if they try to resume their advance.
But they haven't pushed them back yet.
This mountain behind me is still being occupied by Azerbaijan's armed forces. And to give you a sense of how far they've incurred into Armenian territory, just a week ago, the border was twice as far away.
The diplomats were shown some of the damage. A missile, unexploded, lodged in a mountain road. A sanatorium, walls pockmarked with shrapnel. The holiday crowds long gone from this popular resort. The real worry is that instability has returned to this volatile region.
It's a concern that hostilities break out. This is the main concern, of course, and that people are being killed and being injured.
At the mountain's base, a ski resort also hit. The cable car built to take skiers up the slopes, now marking the way into no man's land. Tony Cheng, Jermuk, Armenia.